17. My name is Shake Zula, the mic ruler, the whole school of. You want a trip? I bring it to ya.
Sending out his pirate radio signal from high atop the Quicksilverscreen.com headquarters, your host, Tainted Air, proudly presents Walk the Plank, the Bleeding Edge of Pirate Radio.
By decree, according to martial law, the following statutes are temporarily amended. Right to assembly, suspended. Right to habeas corpus, suspended. Right to legal counsel, suspended. Right to verdict by a jury of peers, suspended. By decree, all persons found guilty of piracy, or aiding a person convicted of piracy, or associating with a person convicted of piracy, shall be sentenced to hang by the neck until death.
Sometime, what better place than here? What better time than now?
Welcome to the show. This is Walk the Plank. My name is Tain.
And Wicked Dreams.
Yes, my lovely co-host, as always. Looks damn all good in a miniskirt.
All the way from Ethiopia.
All the way from Ethiopia, running by McDonald's. Yes. Today's show is a pity show for y'all guys. We're both fucking tired and beat. And again, we really don't have a show for you. So, but it
we're
seems
just gonna
to be
wing
a show.
This one.
Yeah, we don't even have a playlist. So, the song you just heard was Insert Title Here by a lovely band called Insert Title Here.
That one song by that one band from 20 motherfucking years ago.
Dude, that was a great fucking song. Oh, there you go. You got that file now.
Mm.
The drug one. But I still love that. Nigga stole my bike. Nigga stole my bike. Yeah, we'll play that for you. We'll have that playing in the background during this discussion. Right now, I'm not doing it right now. All we're doing is recording this conversation.
The boring inner workings of the podcast.
Yeah, actually, this is exactly what we do. I don't know what Wicked does, but right now, I'm playing with one of those nice little chip clamp things that you close down chip bags with. You know, you whirl them up, and it even has a white trash hook, so you can hang it from the ceiling, I guess. That's what I'm looking at the ground. I mean, I'm not even looking at the computer screen.
I'm sitting in my computer chair with my feet propped up on the footstool, looking at the QSS chat room on one monitor, and I'm looking at YouTube on the other monitor. So,
how the fuck do you have a footstool on your computer chair? You got Lazy Boy you're working as a computer chair?
Oh, dude, I got the pimp computer chair, man.
You're like, dude, I have an ottoman.
I got a headrest, and I got cup holders and all kinds of shit in it. Maybe I'll get a picture of it and post it up for the
You QSS got a lawn chair as your... I got a lawn chair for my computer chair. Dude, I got a broken-ass computer chair. I broke it. Used to have a back on it. Now it's basically like a leather stool. It sucks on the back. Sucks on the back. But I have knees as armrests, so I'm good.
Actually, I'd like to take a moment. I want to give a shout-out to one of the sexy QSS chat hotties, Sam Shine. She's going to be doing some work with us here in the future. So stay tuned for some sexy voiceovers from her.
Yeah, and Sue will be doing some sexy voiceovers while she's here.
Nice. Sexy voiceovers. We got to love them.
Insert sexy voiceover promo here. That's gay. But I got something to talk about. Dude, I'm fucking, as I was telling you earlier, dude, I'm loving the Orbit Downloader. I have been stealing or borrowing, if you will, actual music media, if you will, also clips from people's websites. Because if you know how to view source code, which is not hard at all, you just right click and drop down to where it says view source. And it pops up a whole nother window. If you have the time and the patience to stroll through there and look for something that ends in a .swf, which would be a video or a Flash game or something of that nature, or ends in MP3 or WAV or AVI or DivX or something of that nature, then you can go ahead or FLV. You can take that, copy that line of code just right there, starting with the HTTP and ending with the tag for what kind of media it is. Open up your Orbit Downloader, go download by URL, and you can download it. Dude, I got the Nigga Stole My Bike clip.
Hey, guess what? I got a way to make that a little easier for you, too. If you're using Firefox, when you go to look at source code, if you hit Control F and put in MP3, and it'll highlight every single thing that ends in MP3 on that page.
Yeah, you can also do that with IE also, but it has a little pop-up thing. Control F is a wonderful tool. Also, Alt F4. I recommend you pressing that now. Do it, Wicked. It will refresh your screen for you. By refreshing it, will close it down completely, and then you must reopen it. But it will be fresher than fresh.
Hey, my YouTube is gone.
My YouTube's gone. What happened? I hit Alt F4.
Power button 4.
Also, I've been messing around with some You're the Man Now, Dog. .com. YTMND.com. And because all it is you upload a picture, you make the settings for how the picture's going to look, you upload a soundbite, you choose the delay on the soundbite, you choose the URL name, you choose the name of it. There's some really messed up things on there, dude. I saw two blonde guys fucking a cantaloupe. Like on opposite ends of the cantaloupe.
Talk about having a passion for fruit, son.
Yeah. The passion of the fruit. I made a couple of ones. Like I have one of John Wayne seeing GTFO noobs, which for all you laymen out there means get the fuck out. Noobs is a nice little word for new guy. Yeah. Yeah. I like the term FNG better. Fucking new guy.
I just prefer dumbass.
Dumbass. No, but see, you can't say that. You can't call them a fucking dumbass because they're new. You know? Noobs. Noobs, I was a noob once. And everything I do, I was a noob.
I was never, ever a noob.
Wicked was born with skills.
I was born on the interwebs.
My mother's uterus was the innerwear.
I just came to be. One day I popped out and there I was.
Hot milk was her placenta. I feasted on the hot milk placenta. Jesus Christ. but yeah, I warned you people, we're tired.
It's been a long work week. We're both getting ready to go on vacation, so.
Yes, I'm leaving out. I'm actually taking a vacation from this computer around 7 o'clock my time. You can go ahead and guess that in the PM because I got to go pick up Sue from the airport, and then I'll be taking a break from it for at least a week. I might sneak on, like, at 5 o'clock in the morning when she's leaving.
And I may be haunting QSS intermittently for the next week or so, but for the most part, I'm probably going to be doing a lot of bike trails and all that other.
Yeah, which seems kind of odd, because you're going to be doing biking and I'm going camping for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night and coming back on Monday. Also, a little bit of news, I quit my job. Was it a smart thing to do? No.
Did you tell your boss, take this job and shovel it?
No, shovel it. Shovel it good, I say. Okay. No. I kind of clocked out for lunch and never came back. I never received a phone call or anything, so.
Given the old slipperoo, huh?
Well, I told somebody at work, too. I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to come back from lunch. Well, you got to understand, dude. All right, this is how it was. I worked 46 miles away from my house. So I would have to drive almost an hour to work and almost an hour back home. Sometimes over an hour back home, depending on traffic. All right. I drive a Neon and get 33 miles to the gallon. Right? But right. I was still forking out anywhere between $60 to $80 a week in gas, which is a little high for me, making like $8 an hour. So it came down to the whole fact. I was like, I can make more money. No, I can't, but I'm not going to think this all the way through. There's a lot of other circumstances involved. But that's the main gist of it.
Yeah, one of these days I'm going to quit my job, too.
You're a goddamn liar.
There's no way I could quit my job. I make too much money doing what I'm doing.
See, I wish I could make too much money, but that's never going to happen.
Well, let me rephrase that. I don't make too much money, but for the job that I do, I make a lot more money than I should. And somewhere it's raining men.
Top Dean! Me.
I got no reason to wear no umbrella. It's raining men.
Bring out the ponchos. I don't know why I had this on my computer right now. But let's jam out.
Well, you were looking at guys banging cantaloupes and other assorted fruits. So.
That was probably it right there.
The song is pretty fitting.
Oh, it's raining, man. Yeah, that's that. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and take a break now. I think that's necessary after that whole gay moment with Wicked and Taint. That should be a new segment. I don't know how much. I mean, what else can we have in the Navy playing? Can you take me to Funky Town?
Oh, man, this has got to go down as the gayest show in history.
The gayest show in history. We'll be right back to the gayest show in history after this.
All right. I wrote this next one when I broke up with my girlfriend because I slept with a friend and then I dumped the both of them. And I think everyone can relate to the blues like they had after I dropped them like two hot rocks.
Nude love moves over me. Like a storm.
Before you were born, nude love, there's something in your eye, and I realize in the sky, nude love. Wait, hang on, I got trouble with the G. cranking, smoking. There we go. Tapes available out in the parking lot. $10 for tapes and $15 for CD. But drink your coffee and then see me out by my hatchback for copies. Nude Love. Welcome to Side One. That was Nude Love, and by now you should yourself be nude, so you can get up and shake your itty bits to the following song.
Can't get enough of that bookworm resin, whatever the hell that is. If you didn't skip the last track, please enjoy the next one. Or skip it. Your choice. We got your money already, so play. Use this damn thing as a coaster, I don't care. I got your money, bitch. We'll be right back.
park up in Penetration Park. He says he's got your medication. She was sitting on the edges of his vision, trying to start a revolution. He's done with all the parties, he's covered in contusions. Your laugh leaves laugh lines, your love leaves bright bruises. She said she was cruising, but she came back all fried and out of focus. In a cool car, cranking crocus. Guys go for looks, girls go for status. There are so many nights when this is just how it happens. Guys go for looks, girls go for status. He was dreadlocked in the dorms in the Colorado corn. He says he's got your vegetation. She was sitting on the edge of the bed smoking, trying to reach emancipation. And he's done with DVDs, he's fully entertained. He's bleaching out the bloodstains, he's got diamonds in the drain. She said that she was coming, but she mostly just made hard, fast noises. It kinda sounded like the locust. Guys go for looks, girls go for status. There's so many nights when this is just how it happens. Guys go for looks, girls go for status. It was song number 3 on Chomp's last CD. Gonna make it through this year if it kills me. And it almost killed me. That's song number 4 on that first D4. You want the scars, but you don't want the war. That's just hardcore. These kids are clever to the core.
You're listening to Walk the Plank with Gilbert Godfrey and the guy that played Booger off of Nerds.
That sounds like a mixture of Yoda and
Walk the Plank, you will.
All I can
judge me
today.
By my podcast, do you?
Podcast? Use the Force.
The Force don't pay bills. Fuck you, Yoda.
The Force don't pay the bills, bitch.
Die, you little green bastard.
So I gotta use my lightsaber to rob this ship.
Jesus Christ. Now we're gonna get hate mail from both the homosexual community and the Star Wars fanatics out there. The Force would pay the bills. Look at Luke. He was never needing, because fucking, did you ever see Luke eat? No. I swear to God, as the movies progressed, he got skinnier.
He ate one time, and that was a granola bar on the fucking Dagobah.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Yoda and his Dagobah swamp stomping clan.
Ah, good old times.
The name of our band, Yoda and the Dagobah Swamp Stompers.
Why does all the cool Jedis live out in swamps? I mean, Ben Kenobi lived out in the swamp.
Fucking... All the cool Jedis were dark Jedis, man.
George Lucas
is just biased. If he wrote the script different, you know, the dark side would have seen a bigger.
We would have been. No, what they needed to do was cast John Travolta as lead in the original Star Wars. And then it could have been like some, Emperor Palpatine. Emperor Palpatine, let me show you my lightning. Hey, check it out. And then that would have been a whole lot better, you know, than Scott Baio.
And you know, Palpatine, they could have cast Schwarzenegger as him, dude. Easily.
Yeah, back in the day, like in the 70s.
Your lightning cannot defeat mine. I will shoot it at you with my fingers and wrap it around your neck and squeeze the life out of you.
That sounded realistic, actually. No more you, dude. The great governor of California has been on the news all day today because of the fires raging about an hour and a half, 2 hours from my house in South
Schwarzenegger, I will piss out the fires. You tell me where they are. I'll fly there. I will drink lots of beer, lots of good German beer, and piss them out.
Isn't he Austrian?
Yeah. Dude, his grandfather was an officer in the SS.
No, it was his father, I heard.
Well, yeah, his.
I also heard that John Bon Jovi passed out on stage, and when they took him to the hospital, they pumped out like 6 liters of semen out of his stomach.
Wow. That's crazy. He was just on Howard Stern the other day. He sounded kind of gay.
Hold on here. Hold on. Here's a geek moment. Hey, Mom, is John Bon Jovi gay? Not that she knows of. Da-da-da. And that was a segment. Painted Air asked his mother a question.
Do a little jingle up for it. Now it's time for Ask Tainted's Mom.
It's Mom a question. Next week we'll ask her.
Dear Mommy, is the Tooth Fairy real?
Shut the fuck up and let me drink my gin and tonic.
It's Ask Tainted's Dad. Hey, Daddy, is Santa Claus real? Shut up, I'm trying to fuck on your mother over here.
Whoa. Nobody's fucking on nobody's mothers. That's not happening. I think we need to start this show every day with a Final Countdown. I think that was the greatest song ever written by a band named after a continent.
Swedish power rock.
Final Countdown. Sing it.
We're living together. Here we stand tall.
I think for this next segment, when we're discussing, we're going to discuss here in a second a little bit of some Stage 6 action that's been going on lately. It's not hot monkey porn action. It's actually kind of crap. So I think we need some Europe's The Final Countdown playing in the background. I'm having problems getting queued up here. I don't want the long-ass 17-minute intro. There we go. Yes, Stage 6 has officially become my enemy. Stage 6 has decided in the last 2 weeks to remove at least 6 of my videos while giving me the big middle finger and fucking my sister. And I'm not having it. This is, wow. I'm putting you on notice, Stage 6. I will keep uploading to you, even though it takes you 7 days to process one film before I can publish it. I will keep on uploading to you, even though you want to remove the said film that takes 7 days to upload 10 hours after I post it. I will beat you. I will win this fight.
I love that email you sent them, though. That was classic.
Yeah, let me find that. Let me find that email real quick, and I'll read it for all the people who are not actually members of QuicksilverScreen.com, so they don't know the joy of that, or they might have missed it. For some reason, I'm having trouble finding where the fuck I placed my keyboard, and it was in front of me. While I'm looking at this, enjoy the banging tunes. Sing it, Wicked.
Final Countdown. Swedish power rock. Those guys couldn't speak a lick of English where they could sing it perfect.
People are weird. Oh, yeah, also I need to mention the fact that I signed into the wrong email. I actually signed into the Walk the Plank one. And apparently we got an email from ourselves. And it says, LOL, I'm in your G, Melon, your mother's, RJ, LOL.
Oh, that's too funny.
So Raptor Jesus hacked our email.
Man.
I'm not having that.
I don't know. Raptor Jesus is everywhere.
Raptor Jesus is everywhere and anywhere and nowhere all at the same time. Wrap your noggin around that one. Final Countdown. So yeah, I do apologize for how long it's taken me to open up my Gmail account. Gmail, the preferred email account of all pirates.
Yes.
Gmail is great for the fact that it'll let you send a massive Oh, son of a bitch.
They'll let you send a massive son of a bitch. That's a pretty good email system there.
Yeah, shut up. I'm having problems here. No, I'm getting emails. I signed up for a Walk the Plank MySpace account.
Ooh, I have a new email too. It's from Rapid Jesus, and it's a massive son of a bitch.
Massive son of a bitch. All right, here we go, and I will. I'll read this for you guys here. Okay, it is from Tainted Air to Stage 6 Support, and it's the titled is Regarding My Stage 6 Account. Dear sirs or madam, I have the screen name of Silly Pants Yeah. Greatest screen name ever, Silly Pants Yeah. Capital S, and then all the rest lowercase until you get to Yeah, and this capital Y. On Stage 6. You've been removing my content lately, and I feel this has been a mistake. You see, those are my movies. I bought them, and I upload them for a few friends to watch, just if they came over to the house to watch. But some of them can't, being anywhere from 3,000 to 20,000 miles away. I think 20,000 was a little bit of exaggeration. I think that's like the distance to the moon. But it's Ethiopia. Not copy... Ethiopia. I got people in Ethiopia. I got homies in there. It is not copyrighted anymore since it's not even the same format nor compression. Also, can't be copyright infringement on my part for the fact that I'm not selling it, and then I give a winky face. Please put my movies back. That's just bad karma for you to remove them. And speaking of bad karma, you dropped mine to zero. Fuck you, sir, for that. Fuck you. Sincerely, Tainted Air. That's the one thing that pissed me off the most, though, Wicked. Was having my karma, which I've worked hard to get up to like 50, like halfway up, by watching bullshit channels and watching tags that mean nothing to me, you know? If they had a tag that said full-length movie that's copyrighted, then I would have that set as a tag to watch. All the rest of the crap is kind of pointless. I also got another bit of good news in my email, I think, here. Apparently the final countdown is keep on going. This song will never end. PayPal's emailing me.
PayPal sucks. They were charging my credit card with something one time. I had to... I had to go Ike Turner on them.
I'm sorry. I got distracted. Ike Turner, keep on going. Keep it up. No dead air. I can't put. How do you, is there like an abbreviation for talk to you in the morning? Talk to you in the morning. That just looks weird. I put TTYITM.
Yeah, there's a shorter way to do that.
Hag one.
Yes, because it's called Later Bitch.
I'll do that. Later, bitch.
Later, bitch.
I can't believe I just sent that to Nils.
Tell Nils I'm talking.
He said, yo, yo. I love you, Nils. Don't take that serious. It was all Wicked. Then he signed off. He said, yo, yo, exclamation marks, angry face. Penis in the butt symbol. This song's still going, dude.
No, actually, I've got to thank all the mods and all the other great people over at QSS for handling that problem for me this weekend. All the guys over there are top-notch.
Yes, yes. Don't mind helping you out. This is not the place for it. Discussing this, please don't.
Well, I'm not discussing anything, trust me.
I'm trying so hard to keep from getting hate mail.
I'm not discussing anything, trust me. Just give a big shout out to my homies with the green names.
To all my homies in green.
To my boy Kool-Aid and Josh Lick.
We got a bit of answers on our spam contest. Which means I'm going to be having to probably send a fucking Muse paperclip across the fucking pond, which is going to piss me off.
Damn.
But promises.
Suck. And you just came out of a job. You're recently unemployed, too.
I know. That's like $1.50 I can't spare people.
You might want to recycle that paperclip.
Get some money. It is aluminum.
You might want to recycle that.
Apparently, we got emails titled, literally, dude, I got here, 1, 2, 3, 4 emails regarding it. I was surprised, too. One of them was so lovingly titled, "Give me that fucking paperclip." That's nice.
Somebody's really hard up for some aluminium.
Aluminium. So we'll go ahead and read this person's spam of the week. I don't get it. It says, this is from Rox, everybody's favorite commie. Yes, I called you a commie, Rox. Enjoy it. You can bash me later in the chat. Hold on. Before we go any further, I'm going to look in the chat to see if Rox is in there. He's not. So I'm just going to go ahead and type in, Rox is a commie. FYI. Back to the show.
Back to the show.
And there's people on there that I don't even know. Like this funk, the 00 rocker.
Looks like Keith 22 is part Yoda. He's in a 39 AM.
Type in my age, sex, location, I will.
I love how people use this chat room to try to cyber people.
What just the hell is this?
Listeners, just for you listeners out there, for some of you that haven't figured it out yet, we do sting pedos in there. So if you come in there looking to cyber and somebody tells you they're 14, female from Colorado, and they want to cyber, do yourself a favor and just don't do it.
Especially if his name has the acronym of AC. All right, if it looks like you can call the guy AC from the looking of the spelling of his name, then don't fall in that. Or hit me. Hit me with the rock. Don't fall into his ploy. I've seen some pretty nasty stuff being posted in the forum out. Whatever. Got your turret, and I'm Pirate Civilization 3. Oh, Pirating Civilization. I was like, wow, they got a Civilization 3 for pirates? Like a pirate version?
It's like the third civilization of pirates right there.
That's like us.
It's like pirates with iPods.
Yarg. Yarg, I got 80 gigs. Yarg.
I'll be checking in your in.
Yarg, don't pull out that cable before it's safe to remove storage device. Yarg. I never do that. I mean, if there's someone out there that wants to tell me, hey, that's bad, don't be ripping out those storage devices such as iPods or USB storage devices without clicking on the safe to remove hardware button, I say you're full of shit. Let me tell you why, because I do it all the time. And I don't have an iPod, but if I did, I seriously doubt it would blow up. And I've been using the same USB 1 gig memory stick for like fucking forever. So, suck my cock.
Time to upgrade, my friend.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry I don't got one of those new... Okay, some guy was in chat the other day talking about that Dr. Divx wouldn't run on his computer. And I said, well, dude, for any kind of video editing or, you know, converting, you're going to need at least a gig of memory. He goes, well, I just checked, and I have 50 gigs. Memories. And I was like, holy shit, dude, I got a little over a gig. That's a fucking lot. You got a shitload.
50 gigs. Was,
this one guy in the chat just like goes, hey dude, come over to Blockbuster, I'll hook you up with a terabyte. I was like, dude, terabyte of fucking gig, I mean of memory, dude, that's just are you trying to like synchronize multiple space shuttle launches? I mean, I'm running DEFCON now and also Fox News Network, so I need a terabyte.
Yeah. Running the Pentagon for him.
Samsung's just came out with an 8 gig memory stick for you.
Oh yeah, that's pretty badass.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you think about it, there's a lot of, like, AMD has a badass board that has 4 slots. So my ass pretty soon is going to be running some 32 gigs, baby. I'm going to be running 32 gigs. And I'm going to run like 6 processors, 6 CPUs. I'm going to have like a ceiling fan mounted onto the top of my of my tower to cool my CPUs. Dude, I was looking at...
What? Power my battle tank with it.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm going to get one of those giant fans off the back of those swamp boats. Cool my CPUs.
Make a big monster PC case.
You have to keep your PC case outside the house.
They're going to put your computer on Monster Garage. Jesse James is going to be like, WTF?
WTF, noobs? I can't weld this shit.
LOLZ?
LOLZ? ZOMG, fool? ZOMG. Then he'll go home and have sex with his beautiful wife.
Yep, his very beautiful wife.
Kim Basinger.
There's two. Just an update on my neighborhood up here. There's a guy in a Ford four-wheel drive getting ready to drag race a guy in a Dodge four-wheel drive in front of my house. My money's on the Dodge.
Hold on. Tell him not to start. Roll down the open the window and yell at him. They can't start
yet. My money is on the Dodge. Just sitting here talking shit to each other right now. Here we go.
The race of the century.
Boom. And they're off. Oh, man, that Dodge just smoked the hell out of that Ford. The Dodge was halfway up the street before the Ford even got off the starting line. Pwned. That's the excitement going on in my neighborhood.
So next time, let me know so I can have some final countdown ready to play there. I just need to have that ready all the time.
Yeah, just cue it up. Yeah, I just noticed them out there. I wasn't paying attention, and I saw them out there talking smack to each other.
You need a sign on the wall. I mean, a sign out on the street that says, if you plan on drag racing shitty pickup trucks, please notify the gentleman in this building. Okay, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to have a little special treat for you. It's an actual opening song from the new Aqua Teen Hunger Force colon movie for film for theaters. We're just going to call it Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie, because that long-ass title confuses me. But I hope you enjoy it. We'll be back shortly.
It's a groovy time for a movie time. So grab your gal and grab a seat. But don't forget to get something to eat. Delicious meat and nutritious meat.
You can't beat my meat for a special treat.
Sucking on me is really neat.
Don't be a jerk and don't be a fool. Be a good neighbor and follow these rules. What are these rules? Remember to keep your shoes on at all times. Don't pull your penis out unless you really need to. Indecent exposure is a class 2 felony.
Down your throat with hard acid and dissolve your testicles and turn your guts into snakes.
Yeah, so that's the intro.
It's pretty sweet.
Could you make it out?
Yeah.
Okay, just for the people who couldn't make it out here, the hot dog says something along the lines about you can't beat my meat. And it talks about don't pull out your penis unless you really have to need to, because it is a class 2 misdemeanor. And then there's a pickle singing it, and like with all the hardcore like foods, and it's like, don't talk, watch. You came here, so watch it. If you don't like it, you can leave, because we still have all your fucking money. Don't nudge, kick, or jiggle the seat in front of you. I am sitting there, I'm everywhere at once, and I will cut you up. If you make out here, we'll cut your lips and tongue from your head with a... And then it's like the linoleum knife, yeah. Don't explain the plot. If you don't understand, then you should not be here. Your money is now our money, and we will spend it on drugs.
Nice.
So don't crinkle your food wrappers too loudly, and consider to others, or I'll bite your torso and give you a disease. Did you bring your baby in here? Babies don't watch this, so leave this seat outside. Leave it in the streets. Run it over after the show. And it says, if I see you videotaping this movie, Satan will rain down your throat with hot acid, dissolve your testicles, and turn your guts into snakes. This is a copyrighted movie from Time Warner. If I find you have sold it on eBay, I will break into your house and tear your wife in half. And then it's an awesome guitar solo. It sounds like Dio. It sounds like, you know, they took like...
Sounds like some King
Lamb of God. Oh. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because they have all the like... like all high pitch and shit. It's great, dude.
Oh, man.
But it's the lead singer is a pickle, and then the guitarist is a box of ice caps, snow caps, and then there's a pretzel playing the bass, and the drums is being played by a big old thing of nachos. So it's an odd movie, to say the least. A piece of futuristic exercise equipment threatens to destroy the planet. And, of course, only a milkshake, a box of fries, and a wad of meat can save the day.
Pretty sad when the fate of the world rests on a box of fries and a milkshake.
And a wad of meat. The wad of meat has amazing superpowers. That just sounds odd.
I've been told that my wad of meat had superpowers once, too, but I'm not too sure if she was just being nice or not.
Da-da-tsh. Ah, wad of meat.
Yep, wad of meat.
Yeah, so definitely. I think it's ballsy for a show to come out and at the beginning of it say that this is a copyrighted movie from Time Warner, and if I see that you sold it on eBay, then I'll break into your house and rip your wife in half.
So I don't have a wife, so I'm pretty.
And plus, the thing is I would never sell these movies.
Yeah,
I was just discussing the. Yeah, I was discussing the whole fact that I'm going to keep on uploading this shit till Stage 6 says, okay, fine, we'll let you slide. With this one movie. And I'm like, yeah, because this one movie is worth it. Dude, Wicked, you got to watch this. I got to upload it somewhere for you to watch it, but you got to watch it.
Yeah, we have to find somewhere that'll do a DivX upload.
Yeah, a large enough four. You got to understand, though. We're talking about fucking 635 megabytes.
Come on, I mean, boy, I guess, compress that shit.
I guess you can. You know, wanted to keep. When it was up for like 7 minutes, people were saying it's amazing quality. They're like, it's really good quality. I'm like, thanks. And I guess you could sign into MSN, dude, and I can send it to you, and we can let it go for like 7 days.
Yeah, I don't know if I have 7 days to do that.
Or I can just rip it onto, burn it onto a disc and send it to you, get in three.
you can send that Ethiopian runner, and as long as he doesn't pass by McDonald's, I'll be all set.
Damn right.
I had to beat him last week. I had to catch his afro on fire, teach him a lesson.
You know we're going to hell.
Hey, you know, I've already been, and he fucking sent me back, so.
We're going to have Reverend Al Sharpton going, you can't say that people have afros that are black.
You
That's not
see.
True.
Yeah, him and Jesse Jackson teaming up on this.
You can't be talking about people from Ethiopia. They don't have McDonald's, so that's not true. And not all black people have afros.
I heard so what you said about the afro, and you cannot be saying such things.
You don't have an afro, so you can't talk about afros.
Actually, I have a message to Mr. Al Sharpton, Mr. Racist Asshole, Mr. I'm going to call every racist out by myself. This is a big fuck you to Al Sharpton. You suck my dick. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, I think reverse racism is bullshit. This whole, you can't say that because you're not this color. Don't be telling me what I can say and what I can't. You know what?
Before he made anti-Semitic remarks early in his career. He went after these poor guys from Duke after this stripper. And keep in mind, it doesn't matter what color she is. The simple fact of the matter is the stripper accused these three guys of raping her. And then when it came out that she was black, then Al Sharpton jumped on the gravy train and Reverend Jackson jumped on the gravy train, and they turned into this big ordeal along with this prosecutor who was from North Carolina who was trying to get reelected. So he decided he was going to turn this into a holy war against these guys. And then when it comes out that she just lied the whole time so she could try to get some money out of the deal, who has yet to apologize to these poor guys? Nobody. The prosecutor never apologized to them. Reverend Sharpton's dumbass still has yet to apologize, but yet he wants to call Don Imus out for calling somebody a nappy-headed hoe. So
yeah. So the,
I know Reverend Sharpton has better shit to do than listen to pirate podcasts, but if he ever does hear this, I would love to challenge him to a debate. I would meet him anywhere, anytime, and I would challenge him to a debate because I have studied his career for a very long time now, because I would just love the chance to sit down in a room with him and call that dumb motherfucker out on everything he's ever said.
Exactly. I think mine just begins. I think that it's necessary for if this is supposed to be your front man for your culture, Reverend Al Sharpton, and this is a guy who was there for the Million Man March, this was a guy who was there for every major turning point in the African American history, then I think it's necessary for the people to check him if necessary. I mean, think about it. Okay, so Don Imus called, might have been inappropriate, might not have been. It was in the context of a joke. And Chris Rock said some pretty fucked up shit about white people in the context of a joke. So, if you want to break it down that way.
We see who's unemployed.
But it comes down to this, along these lines. If you're going to check somebody of an opposite race and say basically you can't say that because you're not black, that is the most pig-headed, ignorant bullshit. That's like me telling you, if I wanted to, that you can't come in my house because you're black.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a way of
setting your own people back. If you think about it. And if you want to start checking people about the comments towards the women of your race, start with fucking 50 Cent and Nelly and all these fucking rappers that are calling your wonderful women fucking bitches and hoes and chicken heads and telling that there ain't war. Dude, I was driving home from work the other day, and the radio station I listened to froze up. Anytime they play fucking Paradise City, and it's like the copy they have is fucked up, so it freezes the radio station. They need to get that shit out of rotation. But yeah, so I flipped it over to the hip hop pop station for some reason, and I heard this song where it was a girl sitting there singing, saying, "Daddy, if I get out of line, you can beat me, and this and that, and, you know, I'll ride with you, you know, I'll do whatever you say." And I'm thinking, what kind of fucking brainwashed shit is that? You know, that you're gonna check Don Imus for saying nappy-haired hoes, but you're gonna let your own people sit there and come out on the radio, sing a song that's in heavy rotation about, hey, you can beat me if you want me to, because I'm just some down-ass bitch. Think about
that. And I'll go a step further. There's nothing wrong with them saying that at all. they have every right to say it, but don't call somebody else out for saying pretty much the same thing. I mean, actually, even less than that. If you're going to call one person out, you got to call everybody out.
Yeah, start within your own walls and work out. You can't. Growing up as a minister's son, I've learned one thing. You live in glass houses. Anytime you're in the eyes of the public, you need to clean your own house before you start trying to sweep your porch. It's a whole aspect that you need to take care of what's at home and in your own community before you start attacking other people. He made a joke in context, and you cost the man his career.
It may have been a bad joke, but it was still a joke.
I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah, well, you know, I find comedy in all kinds of. I still find Chris Rock very funny and very entertaining, no matter what he says.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Eddie Murphy's made millions off of mocking white people, but you don't see fucking. Do we have any kind of white? I can't say that. We can't say that. Do we have any white power people? You can't say that. You can say black supporting. Black rights, you can't say white right. It just makes you sound like a Nazi, and I'm a Nazi. Apparently, not literally. No, but I've been called it enough times in chat that I'm not going to go down that right. Right, listen to me. What the fuck's going on? I'm not going to go down that Reich.
Yeah, I've been through
eating?
Myself. Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm counting greenbacks here.
You counting green bags? I heard a microwave or something go.
Oh, that's my roommate heating up food.
Is your roommate a male or a female?
It's my brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law is your roommate?
Yeah.
Did your sister live with you then?
No, he's by marriage brother-in-law. He's
You're married.
No, I'm not.
How does this make sense to me?
My brother's wife's brother, so I just call him my brother-in-law. It's a whole lot easier than trying to explain the lineage.
Oh, okay, yeah, that too late. yeah, this show's been fucked up. But this show has been brought to you today by cannabis, the other white meat. I don't smoke weed. I don't. I really don't. Some people are like, what?
He never inhaled.
I never inhaled. For the years that I did smoke, I never inhaled. I like turtles.
on candy, bubble gum and taffy. Skip to the sweet shop with my sweetheart Sandy. Got my penny safe, so I'm a sugar daddy. I'm a Hugh Cronin, she my Jessica Candy. I want candy. Put it in a pile, split it with my bitty, 50-50 down the line. Kinda like Close Encounters of the Cavity kind. I'm talking licorice, kisses, talking chocodile smiles. I want candy. I got a sugar tooth, put on your shin guard Sandy, cause I wanna knock boots. Lick a peppermint stick till the lollipop droops. Gum drops it, don't stop till it's lit, not loose. I need candy, bubblegum and taffy. Get my way, punk, you're gonna get your ass beat. Nasty, do it till your dad sees. Embarrass your whole family just cause you came between a kid and his candy. I need candy, any kind will do. Don't care if it's nutritious or FDA approved. It's gonna make me spaz like Bobcats on booze. A hyperactive juice that only I can produce. If you're the giant drill, going straight into hell, releasing ancient demons from their sleep forever spell, so they can walk upon the earth and get resituated and hawk to diet pills and be people and to create it. I need candy, want some candy, eat candy till I'm dead. I'll kill you for some candy, give me candy, candy head. Why you keeping all the candy? Who made you candy king? If you don't give me some candy, I will make the lady sick.
Candy in the morning, candy on the way to school. Candy in the school, at lunch.
Good day to all my fellow pirates, and this is the news that you can lose. This last month has been a big month for online movie piracy, with Hostel Part 2, Michael Moore's Sicko, and now Pixar's Ratatouille finding their way onto the internet weeks before their U.S. release. Hostel Part 2 director Eli Roth has blamed the lackluster box office sales of his latest movie on rampant piracy. He then insulted critics who reviewed a leaked word print copy of the movie that surfaced weeks before the actual release date. Critics have actually been reviewing the film based off the pirated copy, which is inexcusable, he says. In other piracy news, the AACS key is now on 1.2 million plus sites. For those of you that don't know, the AACS, or Advanced Access Control System, key is the encryption key for the HD, DVD, and Blu-ray formats. This all has come in response to a series of cease and desist letters from lawyers or a group of companies that use the copyright protection system, demanding that the code be removed from several websites. It is just another example of how a lawyer's involvement can turn a little story into a huge story. So let's all give a big fuck you to Hollywood. This has been Hit Me With The Rock for Walk The Plank with the news that you can lose.
Kaboom! There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom!
Hey, this is Meat Ryan. I talked to my good old buddies from Boston. They called Unearth, and I told them to write a song about friendship. and just getting together, having a good time with friends. And this is what they come up with. Very exclusionary track called The Chosen.
Visitor leaving.
Oh, you're doing drug deals on air.
No, actually, it was one of the aliens, you know, the visitors, the lizard people.
No, just admit it. You're dealing drugs on the air.
Nah. I'm too smart. I'm too smart for all that.
Like they're going to catch you, Wicked. There's a guy on a mountain bike. Bust him. That's got to be it. It's like the only person that gets logged on any of this is me, since I do all the
production. He looks too poor to have a mountain bike that expensive. Pull him over.
Where'd you get that bike from, son? Al Sharpton buy it for you?
You pirated a bike, then you downloaded it.
You download that bike from the internet. Illegally from Fox.
Yeah, while
Rupert
we're
gave me a call.
Yeah, Rupert. Yeah, while we're plugging stuff, listen, I'm going to go ahead and give a plug to Trek Mountain Bikes. Your 820 is an excellent bike.
Your 820 is an excellent bike. While we're plugging stuff, I'm going to be going out to Pyramid Lake, where they filmed the famous original crash in Planet of the Apes, the original one. And that's where we're going to be camping. Actually, you remember the original crash scene, right?
Yeah.
In Planet of the Apes? Okay, you know that giant rock that jutted right out of the water, right? Close to it? I'm camping right there.
Nice. And you know what? What I'm going to do in honor of your vacation is when you're there camping, I'm going to watch the original Planet of the Apes because I just received this lovely Planet of the Apes 6-disc box set and via UPS. So.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's the movie or is it more cartoons?
Every single Planet of the Apes movie.
Oh, so you got like Planet of the Apes, Return of the Planet of the Apes, Return to Witch Mountain.
Yeah.
Nancy Drew in the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, Abbott and Costello in the Planet of the Apes.
The Hardy Boys solve the mystery of the Planet of the Apes.
And Neil's beat up the Planet of the Apes, all of it.
Yeah. Monty Python and the Planet of the Apes.
Yep,
that would have been good.
That probably would have been very good. I would have pirated that.
I would have pirated. I pirate anything. I just like kind of crocheted my mic cable somehow. You know how I know you're gay. Your hacker made yourself a pair of gym shorts.
No, you're gay. You're crocheting mic cables.
No, this is like, it's like a box knot, but with only like half a box knot. Like a square knot?
See, when I think of box knots, I think of other stuff.
All right, folks, that's all the show we have for you today. I hope you enjoyed it. It make no sense.
No sense it made.
Chili, cheese dog. Dog of chili. Well, yeah, so yo, ho, ho. And get drunk on some rum. As we said, we'll be on vacation for at least the next week and a half. So you're going to have to deal with this.
And a little disclaimer, we take no blame for how crappy this show may or may not have been.
And we take no prisoners either.
Yarg.
Yarg. We just take booty.
Like taking booty.
Like taking booty from a baby.
That's it. It just sounded so nasty.
That was so wrong.
AC is going to be busting you next in the chat room.
That was Wicked that said the whole booty from the baby thing.
Yeah, they know our voices by now.
My voice just has to be slightly deeper than yours now, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
I go to sling pain, but my voice will always be deeper than yours. Mm-hmm.
Something you don't know about me, Sling Blade. I smoke rocks.
I like the way you smoke rocks, too. Mm-hmm.
I bet you do. You don't need to be killing people. You can just smoke some rocks.
That is the greatest, dude.
Sling Braid. Braid. Dude, I have a problem with English, and it's like my first and only language. I'm learning a little bit of Dutch, as we did discuss earlier, and some Vancouver. 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 MySpace is a big old Vancouver. I say it like a homo. I'm like a Dutch crossdresser. Vancouver.
You're a Dutch crossdresser with your hip huggers on.
All right, as we said, that's all the show we have for you. For Walk the Plank, this is Taint.
And this is Wicked.
And if you don't like free shit, then get the fuck out.
The fuck out.
The fuck out, yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. That was the worst show in history.